The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Now on the line to talk about seatbelts is Nick McGay, the manager of communications at the TAC. Good morning to you, Nick.
Good morning to you, Mitchell. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for being on the program. Just first of all, has the COVID-19 crisis meant that road safety is improved just because fewer people are on the roads?
Correct, yep. I guess common sense would tell you, but that's exactly what the data is showing us. I guess less vehicle volumes means less exposure to mistakes and all the other things that can happen on the road. So I guess it's an unintended benefit of this situation.
Does that mean that the number of deaths on our roads is sort of down in comparison to previous years, or was there a sort of early spike at the start of the year?
There was an early spike at the start of the year, and indeed, inexplicably, the first month of, I guess, when the restrictions officially came in, there was a little bit of an inexplicable spike, but definitely well down. This time last year, there was 144 fatalities, and at the moment, there's been 106, so that's about a 25% decrease on last year. I guess if you said that at the start of the year, that's not a bad place to be. I mean, that's obviously 106 deaths too many and 106 families affected profoundly forever. But as we draw to the middle of the year, 106 is well down on previous years.
Now, seatbelts. Why is it that people aren't wearing their seatbelts as much as in the past?
Yes, it feels odd to be talking to you about this, Mitchell, in 2020, but the stats don't lie. And last year we saw that there were 31 vehicle occupants who died weren't wearing a seatbelt. And that represented almost 30% of fatalities where the seatbelt status was known. So that's a pretty shocking figure for, this year is actually 50 years since seatbelts became mandatory in Victoria, so you're talking about almost 50 years on, and a third of deaths where we know the status of seatbelts, people weren't wearing them. And I guess when we started, when the campaign started a couple of weeks ago, we were looking at 11 deaths, again, as a proportion of a lower road toll. That was exactly the same, 28% of where we knew the seatbelt status. So even though the number was down, that percentage continued unabated this year. So it's not something we do often, but most people who grew up in Victoria, I didn't, so I had to sort of familiarise myself with it, is aware of the seatbelt ad from 1992, which was sort of dubbed Benjanese Katie. It was so effective back then that, it was worth showing people again just to say, look, this is such a simple thing. You can do it in 3 seconds. We all do it unconsciously by now. And so I think for a TAC too, it showed a lot of the time we see these road safety campaigns and you don't see the after effect. So for TAC, who deals with 20,000-odd clients a year, for us it actually showed, after an accident, this goes on for a long time, particularly if it's a severe injury. So, and the feedback we've sort of monitored online mainly has been quite positive. A lot of people recall this ad. So hopefully that translates to improved behaviour.
I'm a bit young to be recalling ads from 1992, but a few people that I do know that are slightly older than me, like 5 to 7 years older, have said this actually makes me feel old, seeing this ad back from 1992 and seeing it in that nostalgic way.
Yeah, I'm reliably informed anyone from early 40s onwards may have this as a recollection if they grew up in Victoria,
And I remember,
which is a big proportion of the community.
Yes, well, that's right. And I remember in Year 12 media class, we had to analyse at one point an ad from the TAC, and it was about seatbelts. I don't think it was this exact ad, but I think it was involving a station wagon, and the person got out to get chocolate or something and got back and didn't put on their seatbelt. And I think it was sort of demonstrating that it can be harmful to not wear a seatbelt, even at a low-speed crash.
Correct. They save lives, and they also prevent really serious injuries. So, we talk about the hidden road toll, but a serious, a severe injury can, particularly if it's catastrophic, can stay with people for life. And we see that in TAC. I think only 3% of our clients, I guess, fall into what we'd call the independence, which means lifelong support. But as a percentage of resources, I think it's somewhere around, or at least half of our resources go to treating that particular cohort of clients. So something as simple as a seatbelt, I mean, it seems a no-brainer, but sometimes I guess people just need that reminder.
Cars nowadays have those very over-the-top seatbelt alarms. I don't know if we were talking about this with you, but someone on this program last year was talking about people going into wrecker's yards and getting part of a seatbelt and sticking it into the plug just to disable that alarm so they wouldn't have to put on their seatbelt anymore.
Well, that's an extreme approach, I guess. I don't know why people would not put on a seatbelt. And we are talking about, I guess, behaviours on the extremes, but it's not just drivers, it's passengers as well. So we also do a lot with making sure people, in fact, we did something earlier this year with ROCV about reminding people that kids in child restraint doesn't necessarily have to be an age, but a height. So it's about restraining your passengers as well.
But do you think modern cars, maybe they're just too comfortable to be in or something? Is that why people are getting a bit more complacent around these sort of basic things?
Look, I have heard that before. I can't really point to anything rigorous that would, I guess, you know, provide hard validity to that. But we do know that maybe not so much with seatbelts, but particularly with lane departures and auto braking. I mean, I'm not sure if you've driven a car that's got, all the suite of safety features, but I know with the TAC pool, quite often you'll hit the brakes well in advance of a car in front. So that has taken over a lot of the human element. But, you know, what we always say is driving, no matter how safe the car is driving, is a task. It's like going up on a ladder and, you know, putting lights up or painting or something like that. It's a task that has real risks. So we demand 100% attention behind me every time I get behind the wheel, but we also know, you know, humans are humans and error does sometimes slip in, which is why we're constantly out there reminding people and making it front of mind.
But to summarise, just put on your seatbelt, even if it's only for a short trip and even if you're not going to go that fast.
Yes, this is a pretty easy closing message, Mitchell. Yeah, just before you even put the keys in, make sure yourself and your passengers are belted up. And we do know that a lot of these are happening in regional areas, Mitchell, and again, I can't sort of point to any great rigor, but a lot of the accident circumstances point to short trips. So you probably hit something there. Even if you're only going a short way and you know the roads, it's vitally important that you still do it, because even if you don't make a mistake, if someone else does, you will bear the consequences if you haven't got a seatbelt on.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for being on the program. All the best with your campaign. Hopefully it goes well.
Thanks again, Mitchell. It's on for another week or so, I think.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for it. Thank you very much, Nick McGay there, the TAC's Manager of Media and Communications, talking about why we need to wear our seatbelt and why there is a sudden spike in the number of people not wearing seatbelts.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.